15.11. EDE 02290120251537, audio. The integrated sensors. How do you know if the cause of a seizure is due to temperature? By comparing the temperatures of the airlock and its frame. Any heated metal part in an extremely cold contour can seize. This is one of the reasons that for the moment made me choose to insulate the airlock from the module casing. Is 12 temperature sensors for an airlock too high a number? Maybe, but first let's try to understand. To start with, three sensors on the moving part, distributed over 360 degrees. Then three more, in the same place as the first three. Why? See the text that concerns the fuel tanks, in short, the monitoring of the sensors by the sensors. Already six, this number increases rapidly. If we use the same analogy for the frame, we arrive at 12 sensors, i.e. six more. This joint in development deserves that. A piston as a door, not so ordinary. Yes. Dedicated sensors for opening or closing are also essential. One of these sensors must be connected to the airlock closing handle. The reference light and the tag of the acquisition system may be green when closing, if NASA or other companies in the space field deem it. However, two other levels are also essential. These are the partial and total openings of the latter. Yellow and or a flashing red for partial opening and red for total opening. The angles remain to be determined. These two other levels will have to be installed on the frame and the moving part of the door. Several options are possible for these sensors, the simplest being of the reed switch type. If the latter is retained, it must be ensured that magnetic fields from the shuttle or others do not disturb these sensors. The number again is to be determined. But there is even more. Here I am thinking of a vibration sensor connected to the alarms. Out of politeness, it is preferable to knock on the doors before entering. You guessed it, this is a safety feature for astronauts following communications failures. In closing, I would like to mention that I am seriously questioning the roles and sectorization of acquisition systems. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This January 29, 2025.